Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is the first of three programs called W.C. Handy Remembers, considering the legacy of the man who wrote the most popular and best-loved blues of all time, St. Louis Blues, as well as Beale Street Blues, Memphis Blues, and the Yellow Dog Blues. On this first of three programs, we'll be hearing W.C. Handy's music sung by Cab Calloway, Clancy Hayes, Madeline Peyrou, and Louis Armstrong, who recorded a really lovely Handy tribute album in 1954. This is Butch Thompson's On Hager's Blues from his 1997 CD dedicated to Handy. Now, I'm calling this series W.C. Handy Remembers because we'll be hearing his own voice and words from rare and archival interview clips. His story and recollections say as much about America as about himself. Here's Mr. Handy.
May I remind ambitious youngsters who complain of lack of opportunity that I was born 8 years after the Civil War under a depression. My parents had been slaves, and I had limited opportunities for an education. Whatever I have achieved, I owe to the fine spirit of this great American democracy, in which there are unlimited opportunities for young people who have the will to win.
Butch Thompson playing W.C. Handy's Aunt Hager's Blues. More later from Butch's Lincoln Avenue Express, which he dedicated to blues composer W.C. Handy. This is Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing the first in a series called W.C. Handy Remembers. Now, you might not be all that familiar with Mr. Handy, but everyone knows his music. St. Louis Blues is the most recorded jazz composition of the first half of the 20th century. His lovely Memphis Blues is frequently recorded today, and many of his classic tunes like Loveless Love, Beale Street, and Yellow Dog Blues were either written by Handy or adapted from the raw folk blues that he dedicated himself to collecting and publishing. Some mistakenly think of Handy as a plagiarist who exploited the blues for his own profit. I've come to a very different conclusion about the man. As a folklorist, he was the first to methodically collect and write down blues music. As a promoter of the blues, he was definitely among the first to publish blues as sheet music around 1910, helping it achieve worldwide recognition as a valid musical form. As a composer and songwriter, W.C. Handy was highly skilled at combining the blues that he heard or collected with his own considerable abilities as a musician and composer to create fresh and enduring songs. And as a black man, born in Alabama just a few years after the Civil War, he overcame resistance from society, disfavor from his family, and bitter racial prejudice to succeed and continued working tirelessly against racism his entire life. In 1954, Louis Armstrong recorded an album of Handy's blues.
Was given the way of living right. Yes, said he, no winging, no ragtime singing tonight. Yes, up jumped Aunt Hagar and shouted out with all of might, all. She said, oh, 'tain't no use of preaching. Oh, 'tain't no use of teaching. It's modulation of syncopation. Just tells my feet to dance, and I can't refuse. When I hear the melody called the blues, those ever-loving blues, just hear Aunt Hagar's children harmonizing to that old mournful tune. It's like a choir from old I broke blues. If the devil brought it, the good Lord sent it right down to me. Yes, let the congregation join while I sing those loving Aunt Hagar's blues.
Aunt Hager's Blues from Louis Armstrong plays W.C. Handy, which was originally issued on LP in 1954 and is now available on compact disc. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for W.C. Handy Remembers on Jazz Rhythm. Still ahead, more from Louis Armstrong, the true story of the Yellow Dog Blues, and Handy recalling his remarkable life and work. Here are a couple of Handy's very popular blues classics in both vocal and instrumental versions. Now, one of my all-time favorite records is Cab Calloway's wild 1930 over-the-top rendition of St. Louis Blues. And here's Beale Street Blues sung by Clancy Hayes with Bob Scobie's Frisco Jazz Band in 1955.
Wonders of the world I've seen, from San Francisco clear down to New Orleans. I've even gambled on the Prado down in the Argentine. But if Beale Street could talk, Beale Street could talk, there'd be a lot of married men who'd have to take their beds and walk, excepting one or two who drink no booze, and the blind man on the corner singing the Beale Street Blues. You see pretty mamas in beautiful gowns, you see chambermaids in their hand-me-downs, you see honest men pocket skill. That's where business never closes till someone gets killed. But I'd rather be them than any place I know. I say that I'd rather be there than any place I know. This old town may be all right, but Beale Street paved with gold. Going down to that river, to the river, maybe by and by. Going bye-bye. Right down to that river, to the river, maybe by and by.
Because these women in New York City let my good ham bones fall.
Butch Thompson on piano and Cab Calloway's unbelievable performance of W.C. Handy's best-known classic, St. Louis Blues. Before that were two versions of Handy's Beale Street Blues, Clancy Hayes with Bob Scobie, and an early 1990s pickup band of European jazz musicians featuring the two clarinets of Frenchman Alain Marquet and Reimer von Essen of Frankfurt, Germany. William Christopher Handy was born in 1873, the son of a Methodist preacher in Florence, Alabama. He went on to play in minstrel shows, ragtime, and brass bands. For years, Handy collected snatches of songs, bits of blues, and melodic fragments, and beginning around 1910, he began publishing songs based on his own brilliant synthesis of folk blues that he'd collected, composing well-constructed, durable classics like Memphis Blues, Careless Love, and the Yellow Dog Blues. Next is the true story of the Yellow Dog Blues. Yellow Dog was the local slang for the Yazoo Delta Railroad near Clarksdale, Mississippi, around the end of the 19th century. Handy once heard the song from a wandering blues guitarist at a small country railroad station. A decade later, in 1914, he published it. W.C. Handy explains.
Yellow Dog, that's Mississippi. When they're building Yellow Dog Railroad, some trainmen were working, traveling down there, and they wanted to know what the YD stood for, and asked a section hand, a Negro section hand, what it meant. When he looked up and says, Yellow Dog, I reckon. And from that on, they called that train and that section of the country the Yellow Dog Country. So my Yellow Dog Blues is history, folklore.
The Yellow Dog Blues tells the story, real or mythical, of Susie Johnson's lover, her jockey, who ran off and was last seen broke on the hog, where the Southern Pacific and Santa Fe Railroad, crossed the Yellow Dog, informing her that her easy rider struck this burg today. Louis Armstrong's Yellow Dog Blues was first released in 1954, just days before Handy's 76th birthday.
Ever since Susan Johnson lost her jockey Lee, there has been much excitement and more to be. You can hear her morning, night, and morn. Yes, I wonder where my easy rider's gone. Now cablegrams come of sympathy, telegrams go of inquiry, letters come from Alabama and everywhere that Uncle Sam has even a rural delivery. All day the phone rings, but it's not for me. And at last, good tidings fill our hearts with glee. And this message come all the way from Tennessee.
It's what it said.
Dear Sue, you're easy rider. Struck this bird today on a southbound rattler, a side door Pullman car. Yeah, see him here, and he was on the hall. I said, easy ride. Gotta stay away, so he had to vamp it, but the hike ain't far. He's gone where the southern cross to Yellow Dog. Thank you.
Louis Armstrong from a terrific CD called, oddly enough, Louis Armstrong Plays W.C. Handy. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is W.C. Handy Remembers on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Still ahead, more of Handy's recollections and his music played by Waldo's Gut Bucket Syncopators, the Castle Jazz Band from a rare 78, and a brilliant but obscure jazz pianist, Paul Lingle, who had a special way with the music of Handy. If you visit the Jazz Rhythm website, you can learn more about early jazz, send me comments, or request a program playlist at www.jazzhot, that's one word, jazzhot.bigstep, also one word, .com. Promotional support is provided by Mississippi Rag, now an online monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime, interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at mississippirag.com. This is Butch Thompson from a CD called Lincoln Avenue Express that he dedicated to W.C. Handy, composer of the St. Louis Blues and other blues classics. Many of these blues Handy collected over a long period of time, adapted and embellished, or created afresh with his own gift for composition and love of the blues. Butch Thompson's Yellow Dog Blues on W.C. Handy Remembers from Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me.